Just like you, we're working hard to boost our direct booking strategy and reduce our dependence on Airbnb. But we were a little bit nervous about how we would verify guests who book directly with us. That's why we've started using Know Your Guest by Superhog.
Know Your Guest introduces guest screening seamlessly into our reservation process, allowing us to authenticate guest details in real time across multiple databases. This prevents fraud and unwanted parties. Talk about incredible peace of mind.
Plus, Superhog offers a damage waiver program to cover damages efficiently. You can leverage their damage protection plan that offers unmatched short-term rental protection up to $5 million for all verified bookings.
With Know Your Guest by Superhog, we're scaling our direct bookings without all the worry. Just click the link in our show notes and book your free Superhog demo today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, new hosts. Are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that's featuring one of you who is using our hashtag on Instagram, hashtag STR Share Sunday. If you use it, we'll find you, and we'll share you here on the podcast, to our email list, on Instagram on Sundays. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing beach and board. So the word beach, the letter N in board. And what I love is their logo is B&B, beach and board. Well done.
That's cute.
I'm going to tell you, this Instagram feed is one of the best ones that I've seen in a long time. It is so vibrant with color. All of the houses look amazing. Beach houses. I see myself in this house relaxing and beaching it. But please go to their feed. There's a couple of things I want to call out. They have an amazing use of color, and it pops on their Instagram feed. So I'm sure it also pops in their listing to guests. And they do like just pops of color throughout the house in different rooms, whether it be some wallpaper or cabinetry or a piece of furniture. The other thing I really want to call attention to is go to their actual website, beachandboard.com. So nice and clean, and just a really good representation of their properties. And I think it is well done. They have this little area. It says like, let's chat, which is like, hey, I've got some questions. They have tours of the properties, which I think is amazing. They actually have 2 video tours of both of their properties. That, I think everyone, if you could add that to your to-do list for the year, would be amazing. And their videos are about 1:40 long. So check those video tours out. I think video tours are going to be the future for guests to really see themselves in the property. So if you can put that on your list of things to do, I would add it. Beach and Board, well done. Go give them a follow. Watch those videos on their website. Let's get on to the episode, Sarah.
I was inspired to share this content with you because I need to remind myself of this content often. So I want to make that disclaimer right off the bat, is that I have not perfected this in all of my years in hospitality. I mean, since I was 16 years old, working in bars or restaurant or something, and I still have to practice this. And so I thought it would be really good for Annette and I to talk about this today and hopefully get you in the habit of just remembering why we're doing what we're doing, why we've chosen this vertical to, yes, build wealth, but as especially now post COVID, a lot of us are asking ourselves, like, are we in the business of, it's not passive income, it's very active, and it's through hospitality. And I looked up the definition of hospitality just now, and it's the friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, or strangers. I was on Instagram a little while ago, just perusing randomly. I didn't have an I was just, you know, as you do, you just scroll. And I came across a host's Instagram account. I don't know who they are. It's, you know, it's just a random exploration of Instagram. And I was watching her stories, and it was her account where, like, she features her property and all the things that she offers. But in her stories, she was complaining about guests' complaints. She was kind of venting in her Instagram stories about guest complaints. And I don't think that's the place to do that. And I see it run rampant too in the free Facebook groups where it's whatever it is, you know, Airbnb hosts, whatever. There's so many of them. But you get in there and just to see what people are talking about, what problems are they having? Are they, Annette and I do that all the time just to stay on the up and up of what's going on in the industry. But so much is, it's like the guest's fault, and like there's no pleasing the guest, and it's all very blaming of anyone but ourselves. And so Annette and I wanted to give you a different perspective today, how to look at some of these challenges that are going to come up if you've chosen this industry, and how you can actually reframe your mindset around what it actually is. And I would say 99% of the time, it is not the guest's fault. It is our fault. Whether or not it's something that we can control or not, it is still our problem to solve.
We are in the business of serving our guests. And that's the bottom line. This is where you have to look in the mirror and have a chat with yourself of like, how am I handling my guests asking requests? Or, you know, most people are in the thick of their busy season right now. So we know it gets daunting, but we want to share some specific stories that taught us lessons along the way that were impactful for us. And hopefully these stories will impact you and have you kind of just rethink and take a deep breath and celebrate being in the business of service.
I like how you said that, Annette, the business of service, because my first story isn't revolved around a hospitality business or company, but it is revolving around a service-based business. So we just hired a company to put a new roof on one of our properties that we manage for someone else. And I know that the contractors get a bad wrap around their levels of service, but this company in particular was incredibly well reviewed on Google from various different projects. I mean, more than 50 reviews. So that's pretty darn good for a contract. So I was very excited to have this company work on this building. And okay, day one, they're parked all in our parking lot that our guests, where that's where they park. And then they're on the roof and they're just throwing things off the roof into the parking lot, onto the sidewalks, on the side of the building, in the front of the building. That's where people walk. So it's not very safe. So we reached out to them and said, hey, you know, there are people who stay here and reside here in this building, and we need to tighten up the safety. They replied, okay, no problem. We'll do better. The next day, they actually taped off
entrances, because it's a big apartment building and there's exterior doors that lead into individual apartments. They were using yellow tape to tape off without communicating with us. They were doing that. So guests were going to leave and there's yellow tape at their door. And they're like, what is going on here? We were not notified that they would be doing this. And we are on our properties pretty much every day. But there was a couple hours where we did not catch this. And this guest tried to leave their apartment. And so we reached out again and said, we need to increase the level of communication. And you need to be more thoughtful that there are people going in and out here.
Right. I can only imagine this guest. Like, I would be
irate. And they were.
What is the interaction with the guest at this point in time, though?
The guest,
because it is your responsibility,
absolutely.
Even though the...
So the guest is reaching out to us. And this is also something where we edited our SOPs when we have contractors on site, because we hated the fact that they had to tell us this was going on and that we didn't already know. It's like, we now need to reach out to the contracting company and get the daily update of what is going to be happening this day. Regardless, that's another story. I want to focus on, you know, this business. And so that's twice we've reached out. We reached out a third time, a fourth time. Finally, I call the owner of the company and I was calm, but I was very firm in how, because I texted him, gave him a heads up. Hey, I am frustrated. We need to chat this out. And his response was, I understand. And that upset me because you don't understand. My team has reached out to you 4 or 5 times at this point and nothing has changed. So you don't understand how much this is impacting our business. Since that week that this all happened, the 2 weeks that it happened, we got 2 3-star reviews from our guests. Rightfully so. I would have been upset too. And our neighbor, our community member who knows that we're an operating short-term rental, is complimentary of how we handled it. She called us irate with how this business was treating her property too. And so as the company owner was telling me how he was sorry and apologizing to me, he was not offering up any sort of solution. In fact, he said, if there's anything I can do, please let me know. That also made me upset. And why do I have to have a task to figure out what's going to make it right? I want you to think about ways that you think you could turn this around. The project was going to be over the next day. It was too little, too late. I have so much to do at this point. I don't want to think about how you can make it right. So I just wanted to share that story of the communication that's happening. There's no action. Yes, on the other end, so many of us use the Airbnb app or email to communicate. And some of us are leveraging VAs. And I just want to make sure that when you are doing those communications, what are you doing to take it a step beyond there to make sure when you say, I understand, or we will take care of it, that there's action following that communication? Because that's where this company fell short. He was not making it a priority. He did not know that we reached out, you know, several times and it still wasn't being nipped in the bud. And I think that's something that we need to be careful of, especially if you're a remote host or you're really leveraging communication. What are you doing to take a step further? So that's our first story. And how his apology, and we're going to reference this throughout the episode, his apology is baseline. It's actually not even really baseline yet. It's like, okay, thanks for the apology, but now what? Annette, do you want to share your story now where you were kind of the service provider who got...
Yeah, and I thought I was crushing it. I had a couple staying in one of my lofts, and they were going to be there for at least a week, maybe even longer. They had reached out. There were some, to them, missing items. And there actually were some missing items. This is like before any sort of inspections, anything like that. All of my sharp knives had gone missing. And clearly, I don't know where they all went, but they were all gone. And while she communicated that, there were some other things. I had bedside lights, but they were like really dim and they really weren't for reading. And she was like, my husband and I like to, you know, read at night. They're really, we like to each have our own bedside lamp. And the ones that you have like are not cutting it. I was like, okay, I hear that. I agreed with her on that. Those were the two things that really, really stuck out to me. Because the reason she even called me in the first place is the Wi-Fi had gone down. I could not get anybody out there to fix the Wi-Fi for like, it was like, it wasn't just a normal router issue. Like they were like, we need to schedule an appointment to come out. So of course the guest had also gone through all of the like triage of trying to fix it themselves. Mm-hmm. And they were there to work. And I didn't have any sort of backup Wi-Fi at this point in time. But the one thing I was like, you know what? I'm going to crush this right now. I went to Target right away. I'm like, I'm going to get her nice lamps. I'm going to get her all new knives. I'm going to deliver it on her doorstep. And then within the hour, I'm like, I'm going to crush this. Well, I did that. Message her right away because I didn't want to bother her. I was like, hey, I just left you lamps and the cutlery on your front door. You know, let me know if you need anything else. And she was like, thank you. I forgot about this. Is the other thing that happened. There was a crazy rainstorm that night and a freaking leak happened the next day.
This is how it always happens.
Yes. However, I thought that I was like, you know what? There was one other thing that I couldn't remedy at that point in time. They didn't really care for the style of chairs I had at the dining room table, and I didn't have a workspace, and they were also working from home. This is like way before COVID. And so there was nothing I could really do about getting new dining room chairs during their stay. Here's what happened at the end of this. So this was a like middle of the night call. There was a leak. I still remember like getting that text message. This really was like a 3 a.m. text message. I had to like take buckets to them. It couldn't get any worse. It was just like, you guys can all know like how your stomach feels. But her response to me really is what shook me to the core, because I thought my delivery of like getting them the lamps and like the knives, I'm like, she's going to be so impressed by this, like dropping them off within the hour. And she was like, in a review, she was just like, or private messaged me, just like, not really. Like, I had to take out all the packaging of the lamps. I had to wash all the cutlery. She's like, that's not what I wanted to be doing. Like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, it should have just been here already. When she said that, like, part of the work that she had to do, and I was like, she's so right. Like, that's so annoying that, and I thought I was like a superhero host, she's like, no, like, first of all, that should have been here. Second of all, now I'm doing work. And the whole incident just made me really think about, I wasn't at baseline. I'm pretty sure I ended up refunding them some money, but also like they didn't want refunded. They wanted their Wi-Fi. They wanted their reading lamps. They wanted the chairs that they wanted. And they were also vacation rental hosts, by the way. And they had been hosts. This was for years and years on the West Coast somewhere. And so I felt really like actually supported by them because they were giving me this feedback in a caring way. But I want to share that if you think something is getting the stay back to baseline, it probably isn't.
And baseline also
not probably isn't. It isn't.
It's also not enough. So
right. It's not enough just to get them. If they have a request for something like, oh, there's no wine key and you have it there the next day, like that stuff should have been there in the first place. And I think that's the thing where you get so many requests from all over the place. You're like, oh, I took care of that. You feel like I took care of that. I gave them the solution, but it really doesn't.
Well, something
get it to baseline.
You didn't mention either is that, and again, it's out of Annette's control, is they were coming from another stay that didn't go well, right, Annette?
Right. They had left another location to come to my location.
So they're already
right
on it. They're ready to nitpick anyone. And so I can already see where, you know, someone is venting in public about how they were already coming and they were already annoyed by everything. There's nothing I could do right. It's like, but you didn't do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you didn't have a backup if your Wi-Fi went down for a longer stay. You didn't. And I'm not getting on. I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
I can also roast myself. I'm not yeah. trying to get on a net, but like she didn't check the knives before they checked in. The chairs is kind of like a personal opinion, but it's something to take into consideration. But when we fall short, when we make a mistake, when it isn't what was advertised, even if their perception is their perception is their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the business of hospitality. And so it should excite you when a challenge is brought your way where you can take that opportunity and up level for them. And sometimes everyone, when we make mistakes and we bring it to baseline, that might cost us money. And then we go above and beyond and that might cost us money. That mistake does take you, you know, in the red. But I want us to understand that
it's an investment in your business.
It's
actually an investment also in the entire industry. That's the next thing that I kind of want to layer in here is that guest that had a bad experience somewhere else and then moved into my place, like they already have all of this history of a bad short-term rental stay. Mm. And then I was like layering upon it. And so I want to share that too of like, you never know the last short-term rental experience that your guest had. And you might be paying for the sins of the father. You know, you might be paying for the sins of the last STR host. And that's something to keep into consideration also, is if they're like, okay, it happened again, like I'm shooting my shot with a short-term rental and we're falling short again. And so that's where I think it's like really important to understand that history there of mm-hmm. either their past day or their history of just their day. How did they get to your home? Was their flight delayed? Did they get a flat tire? Did, you know, just so many things that are layered upon there. But I just want to, let's talk about how we can coach ourselves to getting to that baseline, but then going above and beyond. Are we asking the guests, do we have that triage ready? Because also some people are like, once you kind of strike out, you know, it's like, you've really got to do like a grand slam to win them back. What are the plans that we should have in place, Sarah, to really go above and beyond there? Is it that monetary? People don't want refunds. Like when things are wrong, I don't even want, like, of course I'll take the refund, but like, I never want the money back. I wanted things to be right in the first place.
That's the thing. I think actually it's not above and beyond. Okay. So first of all, I think baseline is the thing that you did to make it right. It's the bringing the knives and the lamps. Okay. That's baseline. And then whatever you would do after they were to try to win them back, that's actually not above and beyond. That is trying to get them to like what they were expecting of your stay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so sometimes it is a refund and you have to, this is the art of hospitality. This is the challenge that should excite you. I wonder, I'm just trying to think about how I would have maybe handled it differently, Annette, just being like, hindsight's 2020, whatever, but asking or maybe offering them, okay, you didn't have the knives, you didn't have like, so could I treat you to dinner? And while mm-hmm. you're at dinner, I would love the opportunity to make sure that you have the knives in place and the lamps in place. And then you leave them something else in the unit that wouldn't cause them to like work. So maybe it's not going to a specific restaurant because maybe they don't want to go to that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right. maybe it's like a prepaid Visa gift card, or if they'd like to stay at Airbnbs, maybe it's an Airbnb for a future stay to get them to come back again. Anticipating the needs of that specific guest. I can tell you actually something where we kind of messed up recently. We had we have a sofa that the legs were wobbly and it actually broke, or they were wobbly. And so they hadn't broke yet. And we had a handyman come and fix it. And he told us, he was like, listen, I fixed this as best I could, but you probably want to invest in a new sofa soon, or you need a whole new base apparatus to make this sofa. And I don't know what was going on with it. Whatever. We had a guest come and the leg broke on her, and it was 11 o'clock at night. And she was irate. Like, she was not happy. And so already we're thinking, so when your team starts to like share what's going on, and your team also has, whether it's your business partner or maybe you have a co-host who helps you with messaging or a VA, and they're also bringing their anger to situations like, I can't believe, like, why shouldn't she just go to bed? Or why can't, this is not the conversation our team had, but this is where it could go, right? Where mm-hmm. your team is sharing toxic feedback about how dare the guests like bother us right now, and how dare she so upset about this so late at night, and making sure that you're not taking that opportunity to like go to that side of the issue, but you need to go into problem solving mode. I could not get a couch to her, but she was only staying for 2 nights. There's no way I can get a new couch to her.
Oh.
Right. I knew from the handyman that it could not be fixed. Did she care that we already had a handyman out and he fixed and we paid to have
no.
it? No, she does not care about that. All she knows is there is one leg down on the floor and the other three are upright.
Oh.
Okay. So we did some digging in the conversation and we figured out why she was coming to town and what we could do to make it better. So the next morning we removed all the legs. So it just sat on the floor. And that's not even baseline, right? No one wants to sit on a sofa that's on the floor.
You know how I feel about low riders.
I know. So it's below, we're below baseline at this point. We come the next morning, we move our legs, we're below baseline. Then we leave a handwritten card. And the first thing in the handwritten card is kind of like hospitality 101. It's reiterating how frustrating this must have been for her last night. She was trying to sit down and relax and enjoy watching TV, and the sofa broke on you, and we cannot imagine how frustrating that was for you. So we reiterated why she was frustrated. We were more mad about it than she was. That's what I think I'm trying to drive home, is sharing with her how upset we are that this happened to her under our care. You have to be more mad about the problem than your guest is.
Mm-hmm.
So that your guest is almost maybe feeling like they need to defuse you, because it's like, no, it's okay. And then you have to make a gesture that makes it right. So we, of course, left her a very generous prepaid gift card for her to use, which, by the way, you can get ones that have your logo on them, which is a really cute thing to do. But so the handwritten card, the couch on the ground, she's leaving the next day, and then a generous card so she can go out that night and have, you know, that she wants to have a meal or take it with her. She doesn't have to use it in town. We did win her back. She did leave us a nice review. But just to know, and you had to shoot your shot. Like, I didn't want to ask her, what can we do to make this right?
Right.
Because I also don't want to make her think.
Right. Agree with that. I just love this, the incidences. Like, for some reason, like, that incident that I'm talking about with these lamps and these knives, like, literally, I think it was, like, 6 years ago now, but it was so impactful on me, the way that the woman had shared, like, I didn't want to, like, I shouldn't have had to do any of the, like, assembly or it, the putback. And, like, that is the stuff, like, unless she would have told me that, like, it stung, but unless she would have told me that, I would have never changed my mindset about that, the baseline type stuff of, like, just getting them what they need isn't enough. Like, that's not hosting. Just bringing, if someone requests something, giving it to them isn't hosting. That was, like, that was such an eye-opening experience for me of trying to just really take care of somebody and, like, understanding that it was just baselining for her. I wish I remembered her name.
One of our really experienced friends who has a large company was saying how sometimes he'll have guests who are upset because the weather's bad.
Sure.
Because they've come to have their family vacation, and, like, that has nothing to do with you and your company, but guess whose problem it is?
Yours.
It is your problem.
Beach too sandy, water too wet.
Yeah.
Because, right, like, the whole Wi-Fi situation also, I thought I was doing as best I could. I'm like, I'm going to have somebody come out. And it's like, well, they don't want somebody coming out.
They don't want a guy in
the
unit.
They don't want to have to reset the router. Like, they don't, like, it's a night. Everybody knows what a nightmare it is for the Wi-Fi. And I even did get them the hotspot. Like, I thought that took care of it. But have you ever tried to use a hotspot? Like, that's not working. That ain't working.
It's tough. Hospitality is a really rewarding industry to be in, because when you nail it, you feel so good. When you conquer, like, when we got that on the, like, we celebrated as a team when that guest wrote that review. Then you have to, like, do your thing. You got to do the gesture. You got to get to baseline. And then you're not doing above and beyond. Like I said, you are then making it right by, like,
I have a curveball I'm going to throw about the 5 stars. Hosts, listen to us. I know all of us are, like, really want these 5-star reviews, but have you? I'm gonna share this. Have you ever left the 5-star review and you really, and it might not just be for a host. It could just be in general.
And you felt guilty because I didn't deserve it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's also where I, like, want to check myself on, like, how many, like, good reviews, because, like, people pleasers are like, you know what? I don't even want to leave. Like, they were nice, but, like, deep down,
we've recently done that.
Right. So I think that's my message here too, of, like, I've been on this excellence kick lately of, like, what is excellence just personally? And actually, after I've left some short-term rentals, I think. But, like, that is the thing of, like, I also want to offer to all of us, we, like, toot our horns all the time about 5-star stays, and it's like, but are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I just kicked myself in my own gut, if that's possible.
No, but I think that's really powerful, because that does happen more often than we all of us.
Right. Well, and no offense. Like, let's talk about this couch lady. Like,
yeah,
you got the 5-star review, but if we, like, really boil it down.
The minute my handyman told me, like, you probably should replace this sofa, I should have replaced this. That was my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
See how it is? Like, it is my fault. And I mean, I knew it.
Right. But that's the thing that, I am, like, really, like, striking a chord with myself right now of, like, people, when people say good job or 5-star review, it's like, but is it really?
But is it really?
Actually, I'm going to challenge everyone. Do you know you've gotten a 5-star review, even though it wasn't a 5-star stay? And just kind of sit in that of, like, yeah, we, like, because we talk about, we champion that all the time. Like, oh, I saved the review. And it's like, oh, it's like sometimes.
And that's where we take the private feedback. Okay, we got the 5-star review. We got maybe, hopefully they gave you private feedback. But even then it's like, and sometimes, like, well, the guest never told me. They don't have to tell us.
Mm-mm, that's not their responsibility.
It is not their responsibility. We actually had I'll give you another example, and I'm trying to rectify this one. We have some sleeper sofas, and I have them in, like, these really lovely kits. I've got a little sign on top of it that says, like, they're clean and laundered and ready. They're lidded. So, like, you don't wonder, like, how dusty they are, because I've been sitting on top. Like, I'm like, okay. But it's in a closet, not in the living room. It's in a closet in the bedroom. a guest told us, she's like, I couldn't. And she told us on, think super sweet of her. She told us in the review.
After she checked out
that her son slept on the sofa because they couldn't find the sleeper sofa. And of course, immediately you were like, why didn't you just ask us? But you know why? Because she didn't want to. She's a Sarah and she does not want to reach out. I don't want to call anyone. I don't want to message you. Like, I have things to do. I'm here for whatever.
This is a great message too. How many guests, I wish we should have ran the stats ahead of time, have checked in to that unit and never, I mean, it's years and years and years of stays. I mean, we're probably thousands of people have checked into that.
This is a newer unit, but
your other ones that have like the same situation, you know?
Like our property together in our townhome, that's in the bedroom in which bed is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a trundle bed that you could unfurl. But like, I just never thought that like, oh, of course they're gonna like, because we say that all the time. We say, oh, guests are open up every drawer and every, well, these guests didn't.
Right.
They didn't want to go looking for it. They might have,
if it was in a bedroom closet too, in their defense, they might have thought it was for that bed and they aren't allowed to use it.
Or like backup bedding for the bed or something.
I shouldn't touch that. That's for somebody
else. You're not wrong. And so now we're like, fine. And we're not just fixing it by having, you know, a lovely framed message in right next to the sofa. We're also going to put like a label when you go to pull out the sofa. We're also going to put it in the welcome book. Like, I'm going to try to meet my guest where they're at as many places as I can. Because we have to do, like, that is baseline, is if they go to reach for it, it should be there. And if it's not, and if they didn't tell us, like, that's not our problem, you know? And so even if it's like, even if we tell you to state your property before you open it up, of course you know where you kept the sleeper. So you're not going to think that that's going to be an issue.
Or you know how to get there. And somebody's like, I can't find this at night. And you're like, what do you mean? It's like, well, I've never been to your town before.
Here's the thing too, we're human. I also don't want you to like turn off this episode and be like, well, now I'm defeated. Right? That's not the point of this. You're going to lose some and you're going to get that 3 or 4 star review. The best of us. It's going to happen. It's turning those into opportunities for yourself, for your team, for our whole industry. And I think one of those opportunities is when you're in those free Facebook groups, when you're on your Instagram stories, when you're at a picnic or wherever, don't bash our customer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even the guests who come and have a party in your place, despite your rules, there is something that you're not doing to communicate or able to nip that in the bud better to force it down their throat that your property is not a good fit for them. Like, even that extreme, like, if you can get your mindset there, that is a hospitality mindset of always having ownership of every negative thing that happens in our business and making them into learning opportunities for our businesses. I'm gonna stand by that. And I'll get vulnerable. Like once I got the property count up to where I could have someone help me with the guest messaging, because I was wearing them so heavy, any sort of feedback or like question where you could tell they were frustrated. Like, I was wearing it so heavy. And I mean, I would solve the challenge. I would bring it to baseline and then I would take it to where it's supposed to be. And then I would try to go above and beyond and see if it worked. And then I would wear it on my heart for so long after that, because I was so disappointed in myself.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
and I had to put a buffer in there because I found customer service representatives, co-hosts, whatever you want to call them, they were better at that than I am. Speaking of that, if you are at a place where you have someone helping you with communication with your guests, make sure that you equip them with maybe this podcast episode, with words they can and cannot use, with ways to empower them to make it right without having to call you first. Because taking too long to solve a challenge that a guest is having is also a problem.
Yeah. Financially empower them to make, like, if it is a gift card, if it's calling a service person to get out there ASAP, because time matters, that financial, even just giving them $100 or $200 carte blanche, like, make sure that you make, obviously they need to turn the receipt and let you know, but how can you empower them to move forward quickly to make it baseline, or make it, try to start making it better than baseline.
You got to get to baseline, then you can do better than baseline, and then you got to go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and if you, I know there's a lot of talk about how sexy it is to just hire VAs and have them run your company and your business and to communicate with your guests. And I want that for you, so you don't feel like you're always tied to your phone and you can't ever get a break. But just make sure that you understand the power you are giving that human being who communicates with your guests, and make sure you understand the language they're using. Give them a decision tree. As challenges come up during your training of handing off that baton to them, when challenges come up, make it a requirement that you go over, okay, what did you decide to do?
Yeah, trust but verify. Like, okay, how do we solve this? You know, coach through that.
Right. I just want our industry to be,
I know, we got some work to do.
Incredible. You know, that comes because it is like, I was like, what if someone is watching this woman's Instagram stories and they're thinking about booking the place and all they see is her, you know, venting about the past guests who came and how terrible they were. I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm going to bring all my family and have a big whatever there. Mm-hmm. And like my family gets a little cray cray. Like I of course try to rein them in, but like we all know, like, of course we want them to like act so behaved at our properties and follow every rule and read our whole rule book. But I'm not going to lie to you. There are times when I didn't book the place. And of course I'm going to be respectful, but
there's not sometimes for me. I am not using a makeup towel. I'm just letting you know.
You don't use makeup towel.
I reach for whatever is there. And if it is white, it is going straight on my face. Like, because my face is wet. I can't see. And I do it every single time after I wet my face on the white towel. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's makeup. But it's too little too late. Like so I have zero malicious intent. Like I literally do it every, it's almost like a tick now that I almost can't do it the other way because I'm sure hosts everywhere are like, wanting to throw their whatever they're listening to this on through the wall.
Before we wrap this up, I also want to bring up hosts leaving guest reviews because it is a platform built on trust, whether it's an OTA like Airbnb or VRBO or our own direct booking website. And we need to do that, host. Like, yes. I want you to be honest in your
That's a hard.
But I don't think when they stain your hand towels, or when when they leave a stain on your sheet, or when they brought their pet and they didn't tell you. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like,
or we've broken. Remember we broke that one lady's chair at her short, because it was clearly almost broken. It was like on our first road trip together, the wicker chair. Yes. Like that thing was already broken, but we like rebroke it. But things happen even with the best guest's intentions.
Well, sometimes we'll have members like in our private group, because that's why we have a private Facebook group in our mastermind, because is monitored by Annette, myself, our team, our coaches, because we want it to be a safe, productive space and the free ones are not. But they'll complain that a guest brought a pet and they didn't notify them. Okay. Mm. Where do you state that pets must be announced prior to arrival? Is it buried in your description? Is it house rule number 19? Because I know I'm one of them. Like, I've got a ton of house rules. I'm going to list it all just to help me with liability. But truly, are we meeting where our guests are at? And like, okay, this day and age, a guest should know, like, if you're bringing a pet, there's probably a fee to it.
But should they? Like a hotel? Like, I don't know.
A hotel, you walk in, the hotel front desk is probably going to see you.
See your pet, yeah.
We don't have that, you know, in our world. So like, if that's happening more often, listen, if it happens once or twice, let it go. If it happens often, then it's probably on you and your communication, mm-hmm. right?
Eat. Yep.
We also remember sometimes our service animals and they don't have to tell us they're bringing the Absolutely. Animal. Anyway, I hope the message is getting clear here. This really is just to strengthen all of us. We have to win the trust of the traveler and we have to do better when it comes to when we do make mistakes, even if we feel it's not our fault, how we respond and how we get them to baseline, beyond baseline, and then above and beyond is in our control. And it's actually that should excite you about being in this industry. I had a hotel manager who I talk about all the time, Francois. He's still a GM at all the fancy hotels in New York. The amount of ownership that man took anytime one of his staff members misstepped, you know, if he owned it, he helped us support him in owning it. But I just remember learning that from him of it is our... You should be excited to solve challenges that our guests bring to us. Even the most discerning guest, you work at a high-end hotel and the complaints these guests have, but man, you thrive off of solving it. Or you thrive off of anticipating it.
They're all valid.
Yeah.
Like we might like, you know, laugh like these. It's like, no, those are the expectations.
Absolutely.
Those are the expectations.
I would love to know what you guys thought of today's episode. Do you have a different viewpoint? What do you do to solve challenges to get from baseline, beyond baseline, above and beyond? Let us know, DM us on Instagram or write us at hi@thanksforvisiting.com. And thanks for listening. With that, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode.
And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.